The key to leading as Jesus led is a heart of serving others.
Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. How-tos for Great Commandment Living. Today, how-tos for Great Commandment Leading.
You know, leading is not so much focused upon what everybody else needs to do. That's what we call whip and drive. Importantly, across the pages of the Bible is Jesus, who would look for opportunities to so know the people around him that he knew how to serve them. Illustrated as he bows before them and he begins to wash their feet. And he says, I am among you as one who serves.
For more tips on leading as Jesus led, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Are you looking for answers in your life? Well, who isn't? Especially when it comes to relationships, like your marriage or friendships, especially your kids. We're all seeking answers. Why do people do what they do, and how can I help them, and how can I improve our relationship together? Looking for answers in your life, it may be dependent upon asking the right questions. Well, we'll explain this week on Great Commandment Radio. Great Commandment Radio, where every day we learn biblical practical how-tos for loving God and loving others. Your hosts, Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. This week, our series, Asking the Right Questions. Here's David with this week's special guest, Terry Ferguson Sneed.
Well, welcome to Great Commandment Radio, and this week's program I'll be joined by oldest daughter, Terry.
Hey, it's good to be with you, Dan.
Yeah, and Terry, this is going to be kind of self-confessional week, because we're going to be talking about learning to ask the right questions, whether it's the right questions of your children, the right questions of your spouse, of your friends. And so the confessional part will be, I kind of have a lot of flashbacks over a lot of wrong questions that I have been known to ask.
Oh, good. This is your confessional.
It's my confessional. That's right. And so we're going to be talking about learning to ask the right questions. Now, parents, this is going to be critical to effective parenting. You do a lot of work with kids, and you interact with a lot of parents that are asking some of these wrong questions, Terry, like, why are you acting like that? We're going to be talking about on today's program, that's not a good question.
That's right. We got to ask another one, so we're going to find out what that is.
That's right. And so on today's program on Great Commandment Radio, glad you've joined us, we're going to focus upon asking some of the right questions. If I'm not to be asking, why are you acting like that? Now, come on, wives, that has come out of your mouth or thoughts, I'm sure. Why are you acting like that?
Or what is wrong with you?
Instead of that, what are we going to ask? We're going to focus this week's programs on a Bible story called The Good Samaritan. Do you know that The Good Samaritan ended up thinking and asking some of the right questions? It's interesting because the religious context of the priest and the Levite seemed to ask the wrong questions. They seem to be asking a lot of questions like, why would I want to bother to go across the road? what is that guy doing over there on the other side of the road anyway?
Mm-hmm. What's that have to do with me?
What kind of people was that guy hanging out with that he ended up getting beaten up like that?
Mm-hmm. He got what he deserved.
On today's program, we focus upon asking the right questions. And we want to introduce this first segment by asking this, what might seem to be a strange question, Terry. right question we sometimes focus on as we interact in the lives of people is what aloneness needs to be removed. Kind of a strange sounding question, but we're going to be talking about learning to look for aloneness in the hearts of people.
Yeah, I was just upstairs doing some writing and just thinking about this topic, and a lot of us just kind of assume that anytime anything's wrong with anybody, well, it's because they're doing something wrong because they sin. If they're not acting right and not acting how we think they should, then we just automatically assume, well, the problem is they need to shape up and quit it.
That's right. And so on today's program, imagine, we sometimes say it like this, the first human crisis was not sin. It was aloneness. How about you? Do you think people in your life, maybe your children, could benefit more from your search for their aloneness? Or from your words, why are you doing that? What do you think, parents? In all of our relationships, the question, what aloneness is to be removed? We're glad you've joined us today. And in our teaching segment, we're going to explore in great depth the journey of the Good Samaritan as he, with compassion, the Bible says, moves across the road, and the one laying beside the road is no longer alone. Are there people in your life that could benefit from being a little less alone? Parents, have you ever thought about some of those little acting out things you might see in the hearts of your children? Some of those slamming books or slamming doors or those avoidant conversations might relate to a child's aloneness. How about in the life of a friend or spouse? What aloneness might need to be removed? That'll be today's journey on Great Commandment Radio. Be sure to visit us at greatcommandment.net. You'll find there the download for the week that has to do with Bible verses to be experienced to help equip us, in this case, to remove aloneness. You'll also find the resource for the week focused on a topic called relational first aid, how you and I can become 21st century Good Samaritans. Thanks again for joining us. Teaching segments next as we focus upon removing the pain of aloneness. Thanks for joining us. Back after this.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed of Great Commandment Radio and Intimate Life Ministries, they'll be back with us in our final segment. Coming up in our second segment of today's broadcast, we'll take you into our Relational First Aid Training Course, and we'll tell you how you can attend the entire course and help local Christian radio at the same time. Don't forget to visit our website today. Every day we have a free download waiting for you. Today is no different. Go to greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. A quick break, back with more of Great Commandment Radio right after this. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others. It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. A critical skill in loving others is the ability to connect with people who are hurting. You'll find examples throughout the Scriptures.
Where, when people were hurting, Jesus hurt with them. And, of course, the easiest one to remember is probably the shortest verse of the Bible. Jesus wept. His friend Mary was hurting. She was disappointed. She was let down. She was probably a little lonely, missing her brother. And yet Jesus hurt with her. So we're going to invest in relationships when we see people disappointed and they're hurting. It's one of the most powerful ways to connect with them.
Dr. David Ferguson, for free tips on Great Commandment living and loving, go to greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
Mm-hmm.
Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. You're listening to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others. Finding answers to many of the questions. The question may be, are you asking the right questions? And that's our focus this week on Great Commandment Radio, learning how to ask the right questions in relationships, in our world around us, so that we can find God's answers to those questions. In our second segment of each day's program, we're going to be taking you into our Relational First Aid training course. Now, fair warning, you're going to only hear minutes out of hours worth of training. You can attend the entire course in your own home, in a church group, in your own car, in fact, by ordering Relational First Aid and the Companion Media Kit on CD or DVD. That is Relational First Aid. I'll tell you more about how you can order it and help local Christian radio at the end of this segment. From Relational First Aid, here's Dr. David Ferguson.
The Bible is filled with encounters that Christ had with people who were just a part of those divine encounters. We've got to stop and notice people. Secondly, we want to, what we call, look for the pain of aloneness. You've got to look for the pain of aloneness. Sometimes that pain, you remember in John chapter 5, there's a story where Jesus goes in to near Jerusalem, and there's a man laying beside the pool. And it's almost out of place. He looks at him and he says, "Do you wish to get well?" Jesus was observing the pain of aloneness. And if you read the story, he says, "I have no one to put me in the pool." He's been laying there all of these years. He's been laying there how? Alone. You see, Jesus was sensitive to the pain of aloneness. We've got to look for the pain of aloneness. Sometimes it's trauma. It's loss. It's betrayal. Sometimes the pain of aloneness is rejection. But you know, sometimes the pain of aloneness is people who are rejoicing and celebrating. But they're alone in their celebrations. They're alone in their rejoicing. We've got to learn to look for the pain of aloneness. Sometimes it's the symptoms you see. It may be the symptoms of addiction. It may be the symptoms of anger. It may be the symptoms of low motivation and depression. We've got to look for the symptoms sometimes. I can remember a few years back in the ministry of a pastor bringing a fellow named Andy to me who was so consumed with anger and bitterness. He'd been very rageful and vengeful in his family relationships, physically violent. And as he came and his pastor brought him, I remember that as I heard about the depth of his anger, I remember speaking to Andy with his pastor, and I just looked at him. I said, "Andy, as I come to understand a little bit more about your anger and violence that hurts so many people in your life, I just want you to know that I know that underneath that anger is an enormous amount of hurt." And when I said that, there was a softening in Andy's face. And what was happening was that God was trying to help me be sensitive to the symptoms of anger and violence, but underneath that was the pain of aloneness. And I remember further talking to Andy for a few moments and then saying to him, "Andy, as a matter of fact, I'm convinced that as I see the enormous amount of anger and violence that's coming out of your life, it speaks to me about a huge amount of hurt that's being dealt with alone." And when I said the word "alone," he actually got a tear in his eye. "You know that aloneness is in there, don't you, Andy?" And he nodded his head. I'll tell you a little bit more about him later in our series, but I want you to get the picture that sometimes what we've got to do to cross the road is we've got to stop and notice people, and then we've got to look for the pain And sometimes the pain is the symptoms all around us, but underneath them is the aloneness. The third thing we want to learn to do is listen for the words of aloneness. Listen for the words of aloneness. There's an interesting, I think, insight here. You know, in John chapter 4, when Jesus dialogues with the woman at the well, and he's listening, I think, and they're talking about water, drinking water, mountains, and worshiping on mountains. Jesus is listening. Then all of a sudden he looks at her and he says, "Go call your husband." Now that's one of those where you kind of say, who was talking about husbands? Nobody was talking about husbands. We were talking about water and drinking water, mountains and worshiping on mountains. Go call your husbands. Jesus was listening for the words of aloneness. Oh, the one you're living with is not your own. He sends her back to a city. Come and see a man who's told me everything about myself. He was sensitive to the word. You see, sometimes those words are going to be things like, I just can't do it. A person discouraged and alone. How am I going to go on? You'll hear somebody say. It's the pain of aloneness. Sometimes, listening for the words of aloneness, you'll find endless words. People just incessantly talking and talking about little or nothing. Sometimes you'll hear the words of just spiritual platitudes. Everything's great. I'm fine. God's on His throne. Just listening to the words of aloneness. You see, the first question that God wants to equip us in to be effective in crossing that road is to consider what aloneness is there out there. And it'll help me if I can learn to look for people, to stop, to look for that pain of aloneness, to listen for those words of aloneness, so that God can then prepare me to enter into their life as I become the kind of person that will minister to their aloneness. In just a moment, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about what kind of person I must be to remove that aloneness. But right before we do that, what I want to do early on is to allow each of us to begin to reflect for a few moments upon the pain of aloneness. And so all I want to do in just a moment is to give us each an opportunity to think about a time, recent, in the past, or in the distant past, when you were alone. I think it would be very important for each of us to identify with the reality of aloneness. So I want to take a moment to just share one that I was reminded of as I was preparing for our time, and then encourage you to think about that. I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer, and then I'm going to ask you to share maybe with another person or two around you. I remember being alone when.
Dr. David Ferguson from Relational First Aid, asking the question, what aloneness is to be removed? You can attend the entire Relational First Aid course in your own home, your car, in a Sunday school class by ordering Relational First Aid today, along with the companion media kit on audio CD or DVD. And all of the orders go to support local Christian radio, applying first aid in our communities, your own backyard. So support local Christian radio and learn more about Relational First Aid at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. At least visit for today's free download on experiencing Bible verses, all at greatcommandment.net. Back with Dr. David Ferguson and Terry Sneed right after this on Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for living out the great commandment. It's time for Intimate Moments. Servant leadership, leading like Jesus led. What does it look like in the real world?
Yeah, it might be something as simple as, making sure that I serve my husband and making sure he has clean shirts every Monday morning. Clean shirts for work, and he has served me by, if I'm away and he's got the kids, and he has served me by picking up the house before I get home. It might be something like, asking a friend, how can I pray for you? Visiting them in the hospital. Offering to keep the kids so that they can get some shopping done.
Terry Sneed with Intimate Life Ministries. For more tips on servant leadership and great commandment living, greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. You're married. Things are okay. Or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
Oh, welcome back for my story of the Good Samaritan. And Terry, the challenge for each of us today, I think, is maybe as parents, as husbands and wives, as friends, is to not be irrelevant like the priest and the Levite concerning the people in our lives.
Yeah, they were sure good guys, but they didn't really help when it was needed.
They really didn't. And so in this closing segment, we want to focus very practically on this issue of removing aloneness. It may seem like a strange question to ask, what aloneness is to be removed. So the next challenge is, how do we do that? Well, we sometimes use this little analogy. We want to stop, look, and listen. So let's take just a few closing moments to think about that. First of all, learning to stop long enough from the busyness of life to notice other people.
Yeah, that's going to imply that I'm going to have to be not too busy to stop.
Yeah.
That means I'm going to have to maybe slow it down, not take on so many commitments, not be so overcommitted, not be so overdone and overspent in my own life that I have the ability to stop and pay attention and notice other people's needs.
Yeah, very much so. We just came off a training time, as you know, for a couple of days with a number of pastor leaders and our trainer couples from around the country. And one of our trainer couples during the time, as we closed out, talked about, God really spoke to me during these past 2 days, as he said to his wife, that on the weekends, I'm really going to unplug. He's a technical junkie, and there's like 10 different ways people can get a hold of him, through all kinds of email accounts and all kinds of, pagers and Palm Pilots and all kinds of things. And, he said, I'm going to unplug from that. And part of what he was saying is, I'm going to stop so I can better notice the people in my life. Mm. And when he does that, as I hope each of us will begin to do a little bit better job of, we're then going to learn to look. And so, Terry, we sometimes say we're going to look for some of the signs of aloneness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes those are looking kind of strange, but underneath of them is aloneness.
That's right. Yeah. Aloneness might actually look like somebody withdrawing from me or ignoring me or being kind of short and curt in a relationship with me. In my kids, sometimes aloneness is acting out and acting up and looking ugly. But sometimes it's really aloneness underneath there.
Yeah, and just even as you said that, that's the challenge for us oftentimes in our reactions and interactions with people is to realize that aloneness can kind of go either way on you. You see, the first thing we're talking about is it could look like withdrawing and ignoring, rejecting, and on the other hand, it's angry in my face, acting out. And yet, potentially underneath both of those, if we learn to look, we'll find aloneness.
That's
stop.
Right.
Look, and now listen. We sometimes then talk about learning to listen for the words of aloneness.
Hmm.
You know, it might be somebody saying, I just can't do this. And underneath that is the aloneness of discouragement. I'm discouraged. I'm not sure I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm needing somebody.
I'll never.
We learn to listen for the words of aloneness. Someone says, is anyone ever going to ask my opinion? Underneath that is kind of the aloneness that says, I'm kind of feeling left out here. I'm feeling a little disrespected. So we learn to listen for the aloneness underneath those words. How about this one? We all do this one some. Well, how are you? I'm fine. And everything about the visuals, about the
body language,
the experience, it is crying out, I am not fine. How about you? The challenge?
With kids, Dad, one of the most famous ones I've heard is anytime they say, you never.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever follows the you never let me, you never pay attention, you never. Whatever's behind the you never, that's an indication of aloneness.
Yeah, there you go. And so the challenge for each of us is to become a 21st century Good Samaritan. Not pass by looking over toward those lonely, pain-filled, sometimes discouraged people in our lives, but rather with compassion moving across the road. We learn to stop, unplug for some things, focus on relationships. That's what Great Commandment Radio is all about. Loving God, loving others. As we stop, we notice, and then we look. And sometimes we look and we see some pretty strange things, withdrawing, ignoring, acting out, painful words, and yet underneath that's aloneness. We listen. We stop. We look. We listen. And with compassion, we enter into the lives of people. How about you? Practically, homework. How about you? Is there someone who's acting out around you? Some words, the you nevers, why don't you evers you've recently heard? Why not unplug enough to enter into their life to just reassure them you're there? That one lame beside the road, you was blessed that day by the Good Samaritan. How about being a blessing to someone in your life as you remove a measure of their aloneness? Thanks for joining us today. Tomorrow's program, another question, asking the right questions. Thanks for joining us. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson Sneed of Great Commandment Radio. Thanks for joining us today, the first in our series on asking the right questions. Today, asking the question, what aloneness is to be removed? Do join us tomorrow for Great Commandment Radio, and between now and then, be sure to visit our website. There you can find out about relational first aid training courses in our Great Commandment network of churches, and training for parents and marriages, singles and Christian leadership, and much more. The Great Commandment network of churches. You can also order relational first aid and support local Christian radio in your community. Go to greatcommandment.net, the home of the daily free download. And today we have a download for you on experiencing Bible verses. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. And join us tomorrow as we continue our series on asking the right questions.
Is there anybody in your life that you may not have verbalized the words, but you're thinking them? Why don't you quit doing that?